Solicitor makes no reply to Mrs. Frank. Atlanta Journal. Sunday, June 8, 1913, Hugh M. Dorsey has no comment to make on Mrs. Frank's letter. Solicitor General Hugh M. Dorsey has declined to make any answer to the published statement of Mrs. Leo M. Frank, charging him with allowing the use of torture to force people to make false statements against her husband, who is charged by a grand jury indictment with the murder of Mary Fagan. In her statement, Mrs. Frank flayed the Solicitor General, charging that it is evident from his card that he believes that he is perfectly justifiable in using testimony procured from witnesses by torture. While the statement of the accused man's wife is directed at the Solicitor General, she pays her respects to the city detectives in no uncertain terms, and she speaks often on the detective's torture chamber. According to the authorities, there have been no recent developments in the Fagan murder investigation, and the state and the defense are both lending their energies towards preparation for the trial of Frank, which will be fixed for June 30th, it is said. The trial is certain to be a tremendous legal battle, and it is probable that several attorneys will be engaged to assist Luther Z. Rosser and Herbert Haas in the defense, and the Solicitor General in the prosecution. Both Mr. Dorsey and Mr. Rosser declined to discuss in any way their preparations for the trial.